Well, I'll tell you what, even though this magnificent structure, the Ice Palace, is sold out with 18,000 fans, it may not be standing once Vince McMahon gets out here. And we understand Vince is on his way out here to the arena now, sledgehammer in hand.
Oh, my God.
With evil intentions.
Uh-oh.
Well, this may be a night that Vince McMahon will regret for the rest of his life.
I don't think he can regret this night any more than he regrets last night, JR. How could that be possible? Oh, there he is.
There comes the chairman of the World Wrestling Federation, who was in a bloody brawl, a no-holds-barred slobber knocker at Armageddon with Triple H, his son-in-law. If Vince had won the match, the marriage of Stephanie and Triple H was going to be annulled at Armageddon. We thought that Vince actually was going to win the match at the end because he had the sledgehammer in his hand. And then we saw Stephanie figuratively stick the knife right in her own daddy's back. Wow. Vince McMahon's only daughter.
All right, Triple H, come on out. Come on out, you coward! Come on out, you rapist!
Wow. Me. Man.
What have you done to my family? What have you done to my daughter? Damn it, you better come out! I'm coming back out for you!
Is this on?
Oh my God. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted. Vince McMahon standing in the middle of the ring, awaiting the game. And McMahon has got that sledgehammer in hand. McMahon will crack Helmsley's skull with that sledgehammer if given any opportunity. This is. That's not Triple H. That's Mrs. Triple H.
Oh, no.
That's Vince's little girl, Stephanie, his only daughter,
who grew up last night in a hurry.
None of us understand why. What motivated Stephanie to set up, in my view, her own father at Armageddon?
I got a feeling we may be fixing to find out, JR.
What motivated Stephanie to align herself with her estranged husband, Triple H, the no-good SOB.
It's a whole new look here.
And she's changed.
Obviously not the same Stephanie McMahon.
What are you going to do with that sledgehammer, Dad? What are you going to do with it? You want to bash Triple H's head in? You want to bash my brains in?
Oh, don't ask.
Of course he wouldn't do that, King. Little girl.
Do it.
What?
Raise that hammer high above your head and bash in my brains.
What is she saying?
That's the only way you're gonna get to Triple H. Because like it or not, we're married.
Oh my God. Look!
You see, Dad, it's always been about what you like, what you want, even at the expense of your own family. I did love Andrew, but I wasn't ready to get married. That's what you wanted.
You hear that, JR?
Yes, I do, King. This girl's breaking her daddy's heart.
And you know what, Dad? I'm not daddy's little girl anymore.
Look at that wild hair.
I'm doing things my way, and it feels damn good. You know, I have to admit, I used to get butterflies when Triple H would look at me. I didn't want to. I didn't really mean to. But just the way he would stand up to you, he was so strong and powerful. And he outsmarted you by making business personal. And that's something you know all about, Dad, isn't it? Making business personal. Oh, you look confused, like you don't remember. I guess it's been a long time. It's been almost a year since you had me abducted.
Uh-oh. Remember that, JR?
Yes, I do.
You had me locked in a rat-infested basement with no light. I thought no one was coming for me. You put me there. You put me there. Then you had someone rifle through all of my personal and private things in my bedroom. I didn't know what kind of person had been in, through all my private things. You made them do it. You did. But then the icing on the cake. You had me strapped to a symbol and carried down to this ring to be sacrificed to the Undertaker in a wedding. You did it. I was sacrificed, all right, at my father's expense, simply so you could screw Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow. It's all coming back to Vince now.
But you know what, Daddy? Like I said a couple weeks ago on SmackDown, what goes around comes around. You hurt me. And what's the best way that I could hurt you back? By marrying the man that you hate the most. My husband, Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Wow,
I can't believe this.
Oh, and by the way, Dad, just so you know, Triple H really turns me on.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Rob. We're not done here.
I think Vince is done. Look at his face.
The man looks absolutely ill, and I can't blame him. And there's the game. Triple H, who beat this McMahon at Armageddon in that no-holds-barred war. Triple H has earned a WWF title shot as a result of it, but that's not the story here.
Vince, the one mistake I made last night was leaving you in a puddle of your own blood, unconscious, so you couldn't see the deal get sealed. So Vince, one more time, just for you, let me put the sealer on it. I'm gonna seal it with a kiss.
Oh, and Vince McMahon is watching this. This is destroying Vince McMahon, his only daughter.
That is the final stake through the heart of Vince McMahon. How can he stand that, JR? How can he look at that?
I don't know. My God, what's gonna happen here tonight? What kind of ride is this going to be?
Look at this!
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you.
Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
So, what's your poison? What do you drink? Okay, forget I asked.
Vodka.
Vodka. When do you drink vodka?
Whenever.
A lot?
Tons.
Is that why you're here today? Why are you here?
Why are you here?
All right. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to take you to Roddy Piper. Before we do, we'd like to state that the views expressed in Piper's Pit, those of Roddy Piper and his guests, not necessarily those of us here on Championship Wrestling. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Piper's Pit.
Well, pleasure. I want to tell you why it's a pleasure to be here with this gentleman. Because, you know, there's world championships can change hands. A lot of things can happen in the wrestling world. But you must give tribute to a man who has gone 11 years in professional wrestling and gone through all the greatest professional wrestlers there is, from Andre the Giant to Roddy Piper, all the way down. And nobody but nobody has even come close to accomplishing taking the mask off this man. I want you to know that this is the only professional wrestler in the history of professional wrestling never to have his mask taken off, and it is an honor to have you here on the Pit Mask Superstar. I'm sure that the people would like to know some of your strategy.
You know, it's a pleasure to be here. One thing that I've always recognized and I've always liked about you is you can recognize superior ability.
Thank you.
I have had this mask, as you mentioned. A lot of things have taken place, a lot of titles. People can't seem to hold on to anything. This is my title. I do just about anything I want to do to anybody I want to do when I want to do it. You understand me, Piper?
Yes, the mass superstar does exactly what he wants to do, just like I do. That's what makes people like Piper perfection.
Parker and Jerry refusing to put up the belt. And actually, I'm kind of surprised that they actually have this matchup with the Faces of Fear this close to Halloween Havoc and that big title bout with Paul and Nash of the NWO.
Well, I'm glad it's not a title match, because so many things can happen knowing the NWO's in the building. But we don't need them to get another step on it.
The WCW World Tag Team Champions, and they are hot.
You can bring out all stuff, baby. NWO won't get. We gon' go through these suckers, and ain't nobody gonna
get. NWO, this what you're looking for? Well, come get it if you got the guts, sucker.
They are making those comments directly to Paul and Nash, the NWO. We'll be back, and you gotta wonder where Hall and Nash are. We're the rest of the NWO.
Everybody say it. Shake! Early in the morning, late in the evening, in the midnight hour, when the time going bad now. Shake with the feeling, shake with the feeling. Listen while I talk to you now, tell you what I'm going to do now. Got some new things going around there. I'll tell you what, putting it down now. Everybody all around you, just shake. All gone, gone, baby, now. Oh, that's the way you do it. Shake, shake, and shake it, baby. Shake it like a bowl of soup, yeah. Let it go loop the loop, yeah. Put your hands on the hip now. Come on and let your backbone slip. Move your body like your hip and just shake. Got to have it. Shake in the morning, earlier in the evening. But if you really wrong, I'll do the thing with wow. Take my dog, you might now. Or if you do it right now. Put your hand on the hip, yeah. Come on, let your backbone slip. Move your body like the hip with that shake. All that muscle now. Early in the morning, late in the evening, all night long, yeah. With all your might, yeah. Now if you do it right now, let your body loop the night again. Lord, have mercy, shake. Everybody say, shake. One more time, say, shake. Everybody say, shake. Everybody say, shake. One more time, say, shake. Everybody say, shake. Everybody say, shake.
was the underdog. Well, Y2J has been given very little respect by not only the Rock, but by the rest of the WWF superstars as of late. I mean, everybody would come up to the Rock and say that when they win the Royal Rumble, they're going to be facing the Rock at WrestleMania. They're just assuming that the Rock is going to walk over Y2J just like a walk in the park. Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
Jericho's third Royal Rumble. He has yet to lose at this event.
Just think what's going through Jericho's mind. I mean, there's no way that you or I or anyone else in wrestling can feel what he's feeling. Because you know what? Nobody's ever felt what he's feeling. He's the only, the first ever undisputed champion.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not grieving.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes and for always.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard. I've got an answer. to lose. Will you come see me Thursdays and Saturdays?
Hey, hey, hey.
What have you got to lose? Sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow.
Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight,
asking me, say, she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow?
Lacy, lilting lyric,
losing love, lamente, change my life, make it right, be my lady.
Thank you. Yep. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
A real school bus before. Gummy bear? They've been in my pocket. They're real warm and soft.
I dreamed I saw